Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Death Flowers of Never Forgotten Love by Jason Sanford. This story was published in the March 2016 edition of Apex magazine. It's quite a short story that revolves around the idea of death flowers, which are essentially AIs that alter and manipulate people's memories, emotions, feelings, and also changes the public record, things like photographs, things like information about a person after they've died. And this is to help with the mourning process. Indeed, it completely removes the mourning process. When someone dies, all of the bad memories of that person are erased. All of the pain that's felt when that person dies is erased. And so people are left with a fake, false impression of the person who's died's life. The central character in this story is a former death flower who has taken on the body of a human. So we're obviously in a world where minds can be uploaded, downloaded, where synthetic bodies are so realistic that those containing the minds of AIs are given a brand on their face. So this story is essentially about the tension between the dead person's family, the AI that had fallen in love with the person who died, and the back and forth between those and the death flowers. I'm not going to spoil how this story goes. It's well worth checking out. You can actually listen to this story for free on the Apex magazine's podcast feed. So that's always good. Have you listened to this story? Have you read this story? What did you think? Let me know. I'm on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. You can email me at John Cronshaw. That's John without an H. John Cronshaw, author, at gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook, so you can friend me on there. Goodreads as well. I'm on there, so you can follow me on that. The show also has a dedicated Twitter feed, which is Short SF Review. And if you haven't already, you can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Blueberry. We're on TuneIn Radio. You can also follow the show on Audioboom. So get in touch. Let me know what you think of the show. Let me know if you've got any suggestions for stories. And if you've got a few moments, please leave a review for this show on iTunes. That'd be great. So until next time, cheerio.